Treasury Star Parade. This is Larry Elliott speaking for the United States Treasury, introducing Lonnie Ross with David Brookman and the Treasury Orchestra and Chorus.
Hello, everybody. This is Lonnie Ross inviting you to join us in a special program of your favorite songs and music. A salute to our America.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing.
To all of us, America is truly a sweet land of liberty. Wherever we are, we're proud to sing the praises of our country, and the words of our song are not idle words. We are united as a nation to protect the rights of free people. We mean business, and we're willing to fight, to work, save, and invest our fighting dollars in United States war bonds and stamps to assure our future security and peace. We must never forget, this is our country. In our memory book of American songs are those of the rugged pioneers moving westward in their covered wagons. One of these gentlemen with a banjo on his knee came from Alabama, his Susanna for to see. Well, here's David Brookman and the Treasury Orchestra and Chorus with a new arrangement of Stephen Foster's Oh, Susanna. Speak of America as a united nation, but just what do we mean by a nation? It's far more than a geographical or political unit. It's a society of human beings, a thing of feeling and emotion, full of the sound of things remembered, the memory of days beneath the sun, and nights of silvery moonlight glancing on the hills and plains of home. A nation is a place, an entirely surrounded heart. A nation is one voice, one people, and 1,000 songs. We Americans love our country, and that attachment is in our music, in songs to be sung with a gentle smile, or perhaps a misty eye. Here are 3 of the old familiars, Down by the Old Mill Stream, On the Banks of the Wabash, and By the Light of the Silvery Moon, the songs of America. Let's sing them together. Down by the old mill stream, where I first met you, with your eyes of blue, dressed in gingham too, it was there I knew that you loved me true. You were 16, my village queen. Mystery. along the Wabash. From the fields there comes the breath of new mown hay. Through the sycamores the candle lights are gleaming on the banks of the Wabash. Moon, keep a shining in June. Your silvery beams will bring love dreams. We'll be cuddling soon.
We'll be cuddling soon
by the silvery
Thank you, Lanny Ross, for bringing us the songs America loves. And I notice you have one coming up that's really a top favorite.
That's right, Larry. It's a different kind of a song. It brings out the great variety and vitality of popular American songs. It's what you might call a chesty old favorite. It's a song that brought fame to Irving Berlin and happiness to all America. Take it away, David, and let's have Alexander's Ragtime Band. Since Florence Nightingale brought the mercy and tenderness of woman to the bloody Crimea many years ago, the Red Cross has meant the mercy and tenderness of woman, fortified with science and supplies. Mankind does not cease to celebrate the Red Cross nurse. The First World War had a song for her, the Rose of No Man's Land. The Second World War has its song for her, too, Roseanne of Charing Cross. Anne of Charing Cross, I keep your memory ever bright. Roseanne of Charing Cross, dressed in your uniform of white, there by my lonely bed, a lovely angel stopped and said, that's only thunder overhead, and that's how we met. Roseanne of Charing Cross, the rose you gave me never died. Roseanne of Charing Cross, it knows one day you'll be my bride, and it will live till then, until that happy moment when I know our paths will cross at Charing Cross again. Roseanne, the rose you gave me never died. Roseanne of Charing Cross, it knows one day you'll be my bride, and it will live till then, until that happy moment when I know our paths will cross at Charing Cross again. All over the world, wherever men are meeting in mortal combat, heroic women are comforting and healing our fighting men. And our men are fighting for something bigger than life itself. Fighting so that you and your children shall never tremble at a knock on the door, nor feel the push of an arrogant boot, nor swallow the salty tears of humiliation, nor ever hide a Bible, nor bend a knee, nor bow a head, except to God.
Friends, what are you giving to help those men? Are you giving... No, are you lending at least 10% or more of what you earn for war bonds? If you aren't, then this very moment decide that you will. For it's those bonds that buy ships and keep them sailing, planes and keep them flying, guns and keep them shooting. Yes, it's those bonds that make every one of us a part of what our boys are doing on the fighting fronts. So buy them and keep on buying them.
Friends, we have a favorite that was also the prayer that Nurse Edith Cavell spoke softly in her cell as she waited for dawn and the German firing squad in the last war.
Heaven's morning breaks and earth's vain shadows flee. In life, in death, O Lord, abide with me.
When all the helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless, O Lord, abide with me.
Thank you, Lanny Ross, David Brookman, the Treasury Orchestra and Chorus, and thanks to this station for the use of its facilities. This is Larry Elliott speaking for the Treasury Department and reminding you to check the radio columns of your local newspapers and tune in the Treasury Star Parade.